Bank of Cardiff. This is Patrick.
Hi. Received something in the mail about a business loan, which is something kind of eerily that we got this in the mail right when we were trying to do this, but we are looking to get a business loan. So I'd
Perfect.
Like a little more information.
Yeah, could I just start with the 16-digit reservation code and I'll pull up the account?
Sure. 2511-0801-0018-2997.
All right, bear with me for 1 second. I'll get that pulled up. Okay, can I get that one more time? Looks like we didn't get anything with that one. I got 2511-0018-2997. Perfect. Okay, and then who is it that I have the pleasure of speaking of today?
My name is Evelyn Brock.
Evelyn. Okay, Evelyn, nice to meet you. My name's Patrick. And then could I get the business name that you're calling with?
The business name is Jeb Environmental Incorporated.
Perfect. All right, so it looks like I just have a few pieces of information I need to confirm here on file, and then I can answer any questions that you may have. Is that also the DBA name for Jeb?
Yes, it is.
Okay, and then how do you guys structure the business? Are you guys a sole prop, LLC, S Corp?
Yes.
Perfect. And then are you the 100% owner, Evelyn?
No, 50%.
50, and who is the other part owner with you?
Jennings Brock.
Could I just get you to spell out both names, the first name, so I don't misspell Evelyn, okay. And then the second one?
Mine is Evelyn.
Uh-huh.
And his is Jennings, Jennings.
Okay, perfect. Brock as well?
Last name, yes, same.
Is that your husband?
Well, he was. He was not, but he was, yes.
Oh, I see. Perfect. And then how long have you guys been in business for, time in business?
2004, so 12 years.
12 years?
Yes.
And then looks like current address, are you guys still at 19401 Meredith?
Yes, we are.
In Fort Myers, Florida?
Yes.
And then phone number in case we get disconnected, 239, is that still a good one, the 822-6812?
That is Jennings' number, and mine is 239-269-4122.
4122. Perfect. And then do you guys have a website?
Do not.
And then looks like that's just about all I needed. You said you guys are 50-50 owners?
That's correct.
You guys still working together and everything?
Well, yeah, we still live together. We just got divorced and got back together.
Like, oh, I see.
Like after the divorce. So yeah, we've been together for years after, yeah. Anyway.
Oh, nice. So making it work, right?
Right.
Okay, so yeah, looks like we have a few different programs here depending on what you guys are looking for. So if you want to just let me know what you guys are looking for, I can point you in the right direction.
Well, initially we were looking for a business line of credit or something, but the bank is just like taking forever. So
yep.
This came in the mail at the same time. We haven't been able to get anyone to respond to us, let alone get
an answer.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely. We have a really fast turnaround over here, too, so looks like we got that mail out to you guys just at the right time.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys are looking to bring on some capital, then?
That's correct.
How much were you looking to bring on?
Well, not really sure. We were probably looking between 30 and 50 at the max. We just have a lot. Suddenly, we have all these huge materials out. We had a huge... order for materials. We don't stock anything pretty much, but and we've had to hire 3 new guys to keep up, and we've got people who are not, they're over 90, well, 100 and some days, which is all of it's just abnormal and all at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So we've never, normally we bring in, or I bill out, I should say, 52 to 64, 65, something like that. I did the average for this year every month. And all of a sudden, people are just, like, sitting on their money, and we've had all the additional expenses. So we're just looking for something temporary, basically.
I see, to get you through the
right
time right now.
Yes.
I gotcha. Definitely.
It's our, last year, we had an increase of almost $100,000 in our year-over-year. And as of, I think it was 2 weeks ago I checked, we're already up. We were at 407, I think, 407,000 last year, and we're at 499 right now.
Already?
We still have a couple months left. Yeah, so we're doing okay. It's just that we just suddenly have more expenses than we usually do and less people paying that we have.
Right, yeah, I see. What, you know, what do you guys attribute that growth to? What are you guys doing differently this year? Sounds like a, you know, pretty big jump, definitely.
Last year, we broke away from subbing some work from one of our biggest customers. Last year, we actually subcontracted the work. So in January, we broke away from them and just stopped doing that and went straight with all of our customers, longtime customers. They left that. We didn't take them, and I know it sounds terrible, but we were leaving to go on our own because we were losing a lot of revenue that way. And so we grew last year a lot in that respect because we broke away from them. But then we've added several new customers even since then.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess it's just the new – and there's a lot of people building right now or clearing land, and that's our erosion control. Erosion control is what we do.
Yeah, I was just going to ask that.
Yeah.
So you guys basically clear everything up for everything to be built.
Do the land clearing? No, we actually install it's silt, S-I-L-T fence, and that's required on any job site where there's construction going on, where there's disturbance of the soil.
Okay, right, definitely. So that's basically what you guys specialize in.
That's about 98 to 99% of what we do. We do floating turbidity barrier as well, which protects the waterways, canals, ponds, things like that.
Yeah.
From the same thing, so.
Definitely, that's pretty cool. I saw in the news too. You guys have had a lot of downfall this past summer.
Yes.
And this fall too.
Yes.
Has that been bringing you guys a lot of business with the flood control and whatnot?
It hasn't brought us like more business. Well, no, like new customers or anything, but it has caused problems for our existing customers with everybody, so that's causing everybody to need something at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, it's
perfect. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, should be no problem getting that for you guys. Basically, just so we get this all clear too, you guys would be looking for materials, inventory, payroll, kind of just to get through that crunch.
Right.
I gotcha.
People don't want you to waste too much time though, but
then, oh, no, it's fine.
And if this would exclude us, then I need to know this up before anybody spends too much time. But Jennings did file a chapter something bankruptcy that's discharged now. It's like 5 years, whatever that is.
Okay, perfect. No, yeah, that shouldn't be an issue, too. You said that was 5 years ago, and, that's been taken care of? Discharged?
No, it's the kind, yeah, it's discharged. It's the kind that you pay back over 5 years. I don't really understand. It's a bankruptcy, but they restructure so that you pay. Some of the debt is discharged, but I'm trying to find something that tells me what kind. But if you do his credit, you'll see that anyway. But
Does he still have some remaining on that he's paying off right now?
what's done. It's just when it's discharged. You're in bankruptcy for 5 years and you can't do anything. You pay everything as scheduled as the court assigns, and then it was discharged, so he's done. He doesn't have to pay anything else.
Oh, nice. So it's all cleared away then.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
It just got discharged in August.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, it shouldn't be a issue regardless. You know, we have a few different programs over here, and, you know, programs that even with past bankruptcy. So, you know, we really do have a...
Are you still there? Hello?
Yeah, can you still hear me? Hello?
Well,
can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Yeah, you're cutting out on your end as well. Any better now?
It seems to be fine right now.
Okay, yeah, sorry about that. We've been having some technical difficulties over here at the bank recently. But, yeah, I mean, just to let you guys, you know, get a little more factors and everything from you guys on that. You said you did around 400. Was that your gross sales for last year, the 400K?
It was last year, yes.
And you guys are shooting for about 6-ish this year?
The tail end of the year, 16 tends to be a little bit slower, especially the month of December. So I'm projecting more around 5 something.
Mm-hmm.
I've got my report right here. I'm thinking probably closer to 530 maybe.
Okay, well, it's still a pretty good, you know, significant jump from last year. So just, you know, trying to get an idea. Typically, what we're able to do is we take a percentage of what you guys did in sales, and then we can go ahead and unlock that and give that back to you as unsecured cash, so you guys can use that, you know, however you need for the business. Basically, why I asked was because would that 30 to 50K be, you know, just what you guys would be needing now, or, I mean, if we could get you more, would you be willing to take that, basically, is my question, because, you know, it sounds like business is going pretty well, so, I mean, if you guys needed a little more just off the sales that you guys did, we might be able to unlock a little bit more to get back to you.
Well, I need to know what type of loan is this? How does it work? So, like,
okay.
Is it something we have to pay, like, every single day, because I've talk to one person, and they give us the money one day, and the next day we start repaying it back, and we pay them so much money every single day.
Uh-huh. Okay. So you guys have had a capital loan before then?
No, I think you're good.
Oh, we have not. I just said that I have talked to the bank manager at where we actually do all of our banking, and then she was going to have someone call me. They've never called. So I looked around and was just looking online. I did speak to someone, and that is the kind of loan, that's all they offer. So I'm asking you if it's the same thing with you.
Well, similar and different in a few different ways. We have payment programs that are daily, weekly, and monthly. So, I mean, it really just depends on which program you guys do qualify and then end up choosing. Would you guys be looking more towards the weekly or monthly payment options, not so much daily?
Yeah, I think we would prefer a monthly option.
Okay. Typically for first-time, you know, customers with the capital, typically is weekly, but, you know, we can do monthly as well. And like I said, too, we have a few different programs. And, you know, basically how we do it is we will approve you for the longest amount and the largest terms possible, and then we kind of work backwards from that. So we kind of put the ball in your court.
Okay.
You can decide, and then, you know, if you want a larger amount, shorter terms, vice versa. But typically with those two, they're going to range. The term length is going to be about 6 months to 24, so with the daily, weekly, and monthly payment options on those as well. So just to give you a little bit of an idea with that, too.
And then what is the interest rate?
The rates really depend on a few different things. What's your guys' credit like?
Well, I just checked both of our credit scores. It depends on who you check, though. They're not always the same. But
right.
On one side, it was 724 for mine, and on the other side, it was 698. And on his, he had 704, I think. I checked Credit Karma too, so
Okay.
They pull from, they only pull from two, Experian and TransUnion, I think.
Yeah, that we only pull from Experian anyway. So, yeah, it sounds like you guys both shouldn't really have too much of an issue with that credit. And then, who you said you went to your local bank out there in Florida too?
We went to SunTrust because that's where we have our business checking account, and that's where we both have our own personal account
as well.
Checking and savings as well. Yeah. So I really thought they'd be
more open and.
They haven't been responding. They keep trying to get us to do our payroll through. They offer some kind of payroll services.
Yeah.
We're using someone else.
Right.
And they totally blew us off about that. They have never called me back. So I'm looking at Jim right now on who'd you say you check Equifax?
Experian.
That's the only one that's not on here. On Credit Karma, TransUnion is 702, and on Equifax it's 698.
Oh, it's fine. Yeah, I was just trying to, you know, get a ballpark on that to kind of give you a better idea. But, you know, sales are all right. It sounds like you guys' credit are all right. You guys have been in business for quite a while, too. So, you know, those are factors that we really like to, you know, take into consideration. I know with, you know, the big banks, they like to, you know, make you bank with them, too. And they're going to want all your business. And then, like you mentioned, too, you know, that turnaround and how long it is taking them to get back to you is, you know, really a common issue that, you know, we come across here and kind of why we specialize in dealing with the small to medium-sized banks. The other you know, key thing that we have here is the turnaround. So I know it's only Monday over here, but how soon are you guys looking to, you know, bring this money on by?
Well, we'd like to within a week.
Okay, perfect.
I mean, we'd like to be able to get something going.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, yeah, we should have no issues, you know, with that over here as well. We're out in San Diego, so, you know, other side of the coast, but we'll be out here for about 2-3 more hours, and I'll go ahead and shoot over the application right when you get off the phone. But basically, after I get the application complete package back from you, I can give you an approval within 24 hours of getting that submitted. So, I mean, if you got that back to me maybe tomorrow, I'd probably get you an answer by Wednesday. And then on top of getting an approval, say everything goes great, say you guys like what we can get you, then we can go ahead and get that funded in about 24 hours on top of all of that. So just hypothetically speaking, if things really worked out and you guys really wanted to get this taken care of, you really got liked our approval, whatnot, then we, you know, in a real great world, we probably could get this money in your account by Friday. So, you know, just kind of putting that in your mind as well. But,
well, I'll ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
His credit I bought on the business. So it's just my name in the business. I just bought us a new truck, in July. So, and I did notice a decline in my credit score after that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just checked mine out. Mine are like 690 as well. 690, whatever. I'm not on anymore, but 690 or something. And mine were in the 700s. So I noticed that my credit score dropped with the purchase of the truck, which because I'm liable for a very large amount now for that. $40,000+. So, so when we put this application in, how do you happen to know how hard it affects? We've been working very hard on getting our credit score.
Exactly.
Up.
Yep.
And everyone seems to take it back down. Just trying to find out if if we get the loan, we don't need anything else. It's not like I need to be worried about getting credit. But
right. Yeah, no, definitely, and I hear this, you know, question a lot, so, you know, no need to worry about that at all. We only pull from Experian, and when we do that, it's a soft pull, and then say that, yeah, so nothing to worry about with that as well, but, you know, say everything went through, say you guys end up taking on the loan with us and all that, it wouldn't go on your personal credit, it would only go on the business, so, you know, no need to worry about with that.
Okay. All right, so if you want to email me.
Yeah, definitely. I'll shoot you over the email right now. What's the best email for you?
Can you send it to evelyn@jebenvironmental.com?
Jeb, and then environmental is all spelled out?
Yes. And a lot of people, believe it or not, spell it wrong, so it's, I'm not saying that you will.
No, you're fine. Go ahead.
All right. It is ENVIRON as in Nancy, M as in Mary, ENTAL.
Perfect. Yep. Gotcha. And then it's EVELYN, right?
Yes. At Jeb, J-E-B,
environmental.com. Yes. Gotcha. Perfect. Yeah, I'll go ahead and shoot that email, you know, right over, right when we get off the phone. And then when do you think I can get this back from you, too?
I'll try to have it. He's still out in the field. He worked on site with the guys today. So
okay.
I have no idea, but I can get it back to you for sure in the morning.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's what time is it where you are right now?
It's 1:30, but I was just going to say, you know, no rush on today. I know you guys have a lot going on, but I'll keep my eye out for that tomorrow, and then we can get the ball rolling for sure. Can I leave you with my number? If you have any questions, you can give me a call.
Yes, please.
It's 858-252-1481.
Okay.
And then once again, my name's Patrick.
Yeah, I have that written down.
Perfect. Okay. Yeah, the number you called is the direct mail line. So if you have any questions, just go ahead and give me a ring on the number I just gave you. That's my personal. So
okay, I will.
And then what's plan B for you guys? I mean, just hypothetically, if you guys don't end up getting this, you know, funding from us or you know the local bank, what's kind of plan B for you guys?
Sister, actually, she's why we moved to Florida and how we initially got started, and she sold her company to the company. I told you we did a lot of our work. They just sold their business to that guy that we just broke apart from. So, they have a lot of money, but we don't want to ask them. We don't want to ask family, so.
Right, right.
But it is an option, and we could do the same thing. We just choose not to.
But okay.
Unless we just absolutely have to. So.
Right, right. Yeah, just kind of you know, seeing the options. But yeah, definitely I'll go ahead and shoot you over the application right now, Evelyn, and then I'll keep my eye out for that tomorrow.
All right, thank you so much.
Yeah, any other questions you have while you know, you still have me on the phone?
I don't think I have any while I have you on the phone. It's not to say that I won't.
That's fine.
Again, or I need to send it to you in an email.
Yeah, that works too. If you ever have any you know, minor questions, feel free to just shoot me a little email. I'm on the computer quite a bit, so.
Okay, I actually do have something. I have two things.
Yeah, what's up?
When you pay the loan, is it where you automatically take it out of our account, an ACH withdrawal?
Yeah, they will be. They will just be directly deposited from the account, you know, weekly, daily, monthly, whatever you guys end up going with on that.
Okay. And then I can't remember. I just had it in my head and now. Oh, for a prepay, a penalty for early repayment.
No, we actually don't have a prepay penalty. We actually reward prepay, and then about, I think it's 33% through the loan, you know, with first-time customers. You're actually eligible for refinancing, getting more money through us, and also we have loan forgiveness, or interest forgiveness, excuse me, on the, you know, the interest that's remaining. So one of our programs that's actually, you know, very exclusive and a big advantage to us. So, you know, say halfway through not even halfway, if you guys needed more, you know, a few months down the road, we can always, you know, refi, forgive that interest, and, you know, get you guys some more cash as long as, you know, things are running pretty smoothly.
Okay. All right. Yeah. We have a lot of cash out, and mm-hmm. So it's just a matter, and we have a couple of people where we even had one. It's the big Ajax is a big construction company that is all mm-hmm. over Florida and other states. And
right, right.
They were all about a year and a half on a big project that we did, so that really hurt us.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah.
And then, I'm sorry. Go ahead, sorry.
I was just going to say, so that's not what told us. We're not waiting on them, so they finally paid. So.
Right. And then, do you guys have any other capital loans out at the moment, or have you recently?
No.
Okay.
In fact, through the business, we actually been paying for everything up front. That the truck was the only loan that we have on the business.
Okay, and you guys ended up financing that one too?
The truck, yes, I did.
Okay,
but our equipment, our other equipment paid off, and
You guys just paid cash for that?
Yeah.
I gotcha.
The decline of the market, we just told ourselves we were never going to get into that bad of a situation.
If right.
Things were to suddenly dive again. We don't ever want to be so dependent
trapped
on credit.
Yep, exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, kind of why I asked too, because, you know, we do the equipment as well. So, you know, if anything were to come up down the road and, you know, also, you know, just kind of a, you know, another way to leverage the accounts, you know, like you just mentioned, if anything were to come up, that way you guys still have your money, right?
Yeah.
All right, Evelyn. Well, I'll let you get back to work and I'll shoot over that email right now. And it was nice catching up with you. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot me an email or give me a call.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, have a good day, Evelyn.
Right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.